we had our place and it was our first proper home together, and he was so proud, and we done it up together, and it was Christmas coming up with, we'd done well with the kids' Christmas presents, and we'd take them out every weekend that we had them, and it weren't, we didn't live a life of drugs despite what people may think, you know, we got, still got our priorities right. We weren't the perfect couple, of course we weren't, but I was at home that day, I was waiting for him to come back, I had a hospital appointment, and he didn't come back. My sister came round, and then the police came round, and then I found out he was dead, but like, he was my best friend, like, I cannot explain the connection that me and Ad, and for this boy to turn around and not even show no emotion, no care, not shed one teardrop, like it was Tony. I watched him being followed. I watched him by this bloke. Tony was oblivious of it, didn't he know that he was being followed, yeah? And he pulled him back and stabbed him. What person with no criminal record, no nothing, what person, if they did have a criminal record, would leave the tip of a blade in somebody's head? I just miss him, and I always expect him to come through the door, and I think that's what's kind of kept me going. And now we've got the trial over, we've got the sentencing over, so now what?